Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastors Carl and Cheryl Thomas. Our favorite verse is Habakkuk 2:14, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Consumed by that revelation, we are committed to recognizing, resourcing, and releasing high-impact ministries resulting in global glory, transforming lives to impact their world. We have a teaching that will impact you today. Now, let's get right into that word. All right, who's ready? Who's excited? Come on, I'm going to give it over to Pastor John, and I know Ron came earlier, already had a word for me, and we want to pray for you. Come on up here and let us pray for you, all right? Because I just want to free you to minister and just loose what God has on you, and instead of praying for you after, just want to pray for you now. So come on, stretch forth your hands. We this whole house, just their hands are on you right now. Wow, 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 wow. Come on, just loose. Just if you can impart something wonderful, say, "I bless this ministry right now. I bless it. I bless it. I command increase on it. We declare miracles in Haiti, breakthrough. We thank you, Father, that you are there and that your spirit is there. We thank you that if John's feet are on that soil, Lord, then your kingdom is there. There's enough power in this one individual to change the whole world. I thank you that he's raising up sons and daughters and partners in that nation. And Father, we pray for scope and we pray for favor. We pray, Lord, that you would open doors and make a way where there is no way. We break every spirit of fear, every spirit of bondage, every foul, wicked spirit, everything over that nation. We thank you that because of the cross of Calvary, the price has been paid. And we thank you, Lord, that there is no legal right, there is none whatsoever in the spirit for any spirit of the enemy to resist the advance of the kingdom in that nation. And we thank you that John is there to announce that the kingdom is come. There is a new king, there's a new reign, there's a new rule of freedom and power and majesty. So, Father, we stand with John, not just with lip service and prayer, but substantially. We want to see your kingdom advance. So we pray for supernatural miracles, signs, and evidence of your power and your majesty in and through their ministry to increase. Increase and accelerate and multiply for your glory and for your honor. And everybody shouted, "Come on!" Amen. Well, bless you. We love you. It's good to have you. I thought John was going to be tired today because we went home after the shower last night. We had a great time with Tim and Jenna. But when we got home, we started watching the MMA fights. You know, who likes MMA fights? Well, Pastor John, he was laughing, going, "This is funny, but I've never seen anybody be such a chair fighter." You know, because he's going, "Get him, get him." I had to move across the room. I thought I was going to catch one or two. And when he woke up this morning, I thought, "Man, I hope you had a good sleep because you were exhausting me in that." So you're the most awesome chair fighter I've ever met. God bless you. But bless you. Welcome to Impact Church. We love you. And we just open our hearts to you right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah. I'm so privileged to be here and so blessed to be with my family in Canada, especially your church. And I'm really pleased to come back and feel so blessed to be connected with you. That you've been impacted my life so big, and I'm so thankful that I can be hooked up with you. You are good people. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank you for sending Pastor Carl and a team to visit our country. That was in February. We had a wonderful time together in the land of Haiti. So thank you so much for everything you mean to us, everything you mean to our country, to our ministry, to our church, to our children. So thank you very much. Amen. I'm so thankful that God had allowed me to be, you know, part of your life, and you can be a part of my life. We can serve the purpose of God's kingdom together. Praise the Lord. Amen. Wow, what a good news to know that his kingdom come right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to go straight to the word of God, and I believe that God has given me a word for you today. Are you ready for it? Amen. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Hallelujah. When I was leaving my country and I prayed to the Lord and I said, you know, every year, can I go out for 1 month and visiting places, America and Canada? But I said, I want this year to be a divine appointment. And I want to have a word from you for every place I have chance to visit. And so far, God has been with me in several places I have been, you know, I have been doing this trip, and God has given me a word for every single place. And I believe that today God has a powerful word for you that hope that you are ready for it. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, you remember last year I spoke about I want my stuff. And I believe the Holy Spirit is our stuff. And we sing this morning, we want more of the Holy Spirit. It is for us. It has been given to us. It is the will of the Father to give that to us. Hallelujah. So we have been given a new inheritance in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Through our new birth, and we have been given a new inheritance in Christ Jesus. But you may know that you have an inheritance, but we have to know exactly what we inherit. What is exactly our inheritance? And I spoke last year about Moses, who was trying to negotiate, you know, with the king of Sinai about his inheritance, because he was not aware of what belongs to him. And most of the time in this life, we don't really know what belongs to us. And God want to give you a clear understanding of what belongs to us. And this morning, I'm going to talk about the inheritance revealed and the process to get that revealed to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. We need to get to a point where we know what belongs to us. Hallelujah. What God has for us is so big that no bank on earth can contain. Hallelujah. Promises of God cannot be compared to anything in this life. What God has for his people, for his children, for his sons, and for his daughters, nothing can compare to this. But we must understand clearly what God has for us, what God has reserved for us in his kingdom and his store in heaven for us. Praise the Lord. I'm going to go very quick to the book of Genesis chapter 27. Hallelujah. And we're going to move from there. We're going to have fun this morning. Tell your neighbor, we're going to have fun this morning. Hallelujah. It is a scripture that we all know. It's something that talks about, you know, Isaac was about to die and he wanted to bless one of his children. He wanted to reveal his inheritance, the inheritance to his children, but he has chosen to reveal that to Esau. And Jacob was not in the least to get the inheritance revealed to him. But Esau was the one that was qualified, that was pleased to get the inheritance. And we're going to see there something has shifted because there was a process that has been put in place. Wow. It came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." And he answered him, "Here I am." Then he said, "Behold, I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now, therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and make me savory food, such as I love, and bring into me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die." Wow. Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoken to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it over. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Instead, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, 'Bring me game and make savory good food for me that I may eat and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death.' Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice. According to what I command you, go now to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids of goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such he loves." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am smooth. Scammed man, perhaps my father will fail me and shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing. But his mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me." And he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made a savory food such his father loved. Then Rebekah took the choice cloth of her elder brother Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And he put the skin of the kids on the goat, and his hand on the smooth part of his neck. Then he gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son. So he went to his father and said, "My father." He said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" And Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise, sit and eat my game, and that your soul may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How is it you have found it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord your God brought it to me." Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near. I may feel you. Please come near. I may feel you." Somebody say, "I may feel you. Whether you are really my son, Esau." So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hand of Esau." And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau. Went. So he blessed them. And he said, "Are you really my son Esau?" He said, "I am." He said, "Bring it near to me and I will eat." Hallelujah. Then his father, verse 26. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come near now and kiss me, my son." And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him as he said, "Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of filth which the Lord has blessed. Therefore may God give you of the dew of heavens, of the fatness of earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow to you. Be master over your brother, and let your mother's son bow down to you. Curse be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you." Hallelujah. Now we come across a powerful scripture where Isaac wanted to bless one of his children. But the one he wanted to bless was Esau, not Jacob. But now, when Jacob came and offered the food to his father ate the food. But after eating the food, and he was blessed by his father. But now, when Esau came, and now when he came and his father realized that that was Jacob, that wasn't really Esau. And now there was a fight between Esau and Jacob. This fight was not over the stuff and houses and land. The fight was over the word of the father. What I really want to share with you today, and our inheritance, it is not stuff, it is the word of the father. Because the word of the father, no one can take that away from you. And now Jacob and Esau realize the power of the word of the father, and they fight over that word. Hallelujah. They were not fighting over stuff, over houses, over land, over animals, but they were fighting over the word of the Father, because the word of the Father has power. And all our inheritance resides in the word of the Father. And this morning, Father God is spoken over you, is speaking over something powerful. And his word is life. His word is healing. And his word is peace. Hallelujah. We must come to a point where we must fight to get the word of the Father. Once we get the word of the Father, we have it. Our life will be impacted with the word of the Father. But now look at this. When Jacob was blessed by the Father and he left the house of his father without anything. And everything was taken by Esau, but the word of the Father followed him. The Father said, "I will bless you." And the father said, "You will be the head." And the father said, "You will rule. You will conquer. You will lead." And this word followed him all the way. Hallelujah. And now the word God want to give you this morning, that may try to get your house, get your stuff, but the word of God, no one can take it away from you. This word has life. Wow.
Hallelujah. And now, and he went and he worked for a guy. And this guy was not a good man. And he was robbed by this guy he was working for. But at the end of the day, the word of the Father speaks for him. His inheritance speaks for him. The word that was pronounced by his Father over him speaks for him. Hallelujah. And I believe today God has a word for his church. And the promise of God over your life is his word. Never let anything in this life take away the word of the Father from you. And Jesus came to this life, hallelujah, as the Son of God, as the Son of Man, as the second Adam. And the devil was trying to get that word from him. And he was offered pleasure and food and fames, but he decided, hallelujah, to keep the word of his Father. When he was tempted, and the devil was trying to take that word from him and give him a quick fix, but he said, I will not negotiate the word that the Father spoke over me. And he said, it is written. He never walked away from the word of his Father. And he walked in the word of his Father. And he walked in his inheritance. And he walked in the word that his Father spoke over him. And I believe today as a church, we must come to a point where we understand that the word God has spoken for his church will come to pass. They may try to take away your house, your building, your license, but the word of the Father will come to pass. And your inheritance is for you. They may try to close the church down, come with all kinds of laws and everything, but Jesus said, I will build my church, no gates of hell will prevail. And this word will come for you. We don't have to fight. The word of the Father will speak for us. We must be relaxed. We must be happy and know that the word of God will not return void. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. Wow. He was offered food, but he said nothing. Food cannot be compared to the word of my Father. It is written. He was offered power. He said, power cannot be compared to the word of my Father. It is written. He was offered luxury. And he said, nothing can be compared to the word of my Father. It is written. Hallelujah. And most of the time we exchange the word of God for a quick fix. We exchange the word of God for something temporarily. But the word of God is eternal. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of the Lord will endure forever. We must grab the word of God. Hallelujah. There is a word that God has spoken over our lives. Some powerful words. We must live in that word. So now when Jesus was crucified, hallelujah, they took everything away from him. Hallelujah. They took away his garment and they took away his robe. Hallelujah. And they put him in the tomb. But the word of the Father said, I will resurrect him from the death. Now, I mean, the tomb could not hold his body because his inheritance spoke for him. Hallelujah. We must live in this life taking hold of our inheritance. We must live in this life believing in our inheritance. We must live in this life knowing that the word of God will speak for us. Hallelujah. The word of God will speak for your children. The word of God will speak for your business. The word of God will speak for your marriage. I will make you the head and not the tail. No matter what happened in my life, I'm going to keep this word. I'm going to grab the word of God. I'm going to walk in my inheritance. I'm going to put my eyes on God. I'm going to fix my eyes on God. Hallelujah. You can take my house, take my stuff, take my car. But the word the Father speaks over me, I will not let it go. I love the word of God. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to live by it. I'm going to live with it. I'm going to, hallelujah, I'm going to sleep with the word of God. I'm going to run with the word of God. I'm going to walk in the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now they're tearing up his dress and his robe and they're like, oh, he's finished. And they were happy when they crucified him. And that it was finished. But God said, it is not finished. My word will come to pass. Hallelujah. They're trying to get that away from him. And now today, this world is trying to offer us some temporary items, some temporary quick fix. And now we are ready to exchange the word of God for something that will last for a short time. We try to exchange that word for something that looks good for a moment. But I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, the word of God cannot be compared to anything. And now your inheritance is in the word. And now Jacob spoke, you know, and Esau, they're fighting not over the house, not over the papers, not over stuff, not over anything. They fight over the word of the Father. They recognize the power of the word of the Father. Do you recognize the power of the word of God this morning? Hallelujah. They recognize when the Father said something, it is done. And this morning when God says something, it is done. Healing is done. Holy Spirit is done. Blessing is done. Hope is done. Peace is done. Because God said it, I believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And at the end of the day, this word will come to pass. And now Jacob went through some very tough time. Very tough time. And he worked for 7 years, you know, for his wife. And they gave him another wife. That was not fair. But at the end of the day, the word of the Father, hallelujah, spoke for him. He became rich. He became millionaire because of the word of the Father. And he left the house of his father-in-law with lots of things and wealth because of the word of his Father. Hallelujah. And the word of his Father even followed Joseph, his son. Now, Joseph went to Egypt. And he had some lots of dreams, and you know how he was exalted, how he was elevated, how he was lifted up, and all kind of thing. And his brothers were so jealous, and they want to get that away from him. But they trying to get things away from him. The word of his Father, the word of God, followed him all the way in Egypt. He was put in prison, and he was sold as a slave in the house of Potiphar. He became the head of the house, and from that moment, and he was accused, falsely accused. And they thought, oh, he's in prison. That was done. Finish. But his inheritance spoke for him at the end. Hallelujah. And the word that was spoken over him followed him all the way. Hallelujah. Wow. And they sold him and lied to his father. Oh, said, oh, they lied to the father of Joseph. And now they thought all is done. His life is over. But his inheritance spoke for him at the end. Wow. And he was put in prison. Even in prison, he became the head of the prison, of the prisoners. What causes that to happen? His inheritance followed him all the way in prison. Hallelujah. And now he wakes up one day as a prisoner. In the morning as a prisoner, and at night he was a prime minister. What causes that to happen? His inheritance speak for him. And this morning I'm here to tell you, your inheritance will speak for you. In 1 Peter 1 verse 4, he said, your inheritance, hallelujah, is incorruptible. Cannot be fade away. Nothing on earth can hold your inheritance. It has been stuck in heaven, and God is downloading a little bit at a time upon your life. Hallelujah. We have an inheritance that is unperishable. We have an inheritance that is incorruptible in heaven. The word of the Father is incorruptible. Hallelujah. You can take my garment, you can take my clothes, my house, my everything, but the word of God will prevail, will come to pass in my life. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage the church today. We're living in a very tough time, in a very last day. Things are going to be crazy. Hallelujah. Things are going to be very hard and very tough in this life. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus, I will build my church. No gates of hell will prevail. This will come to pass. Hallelujah. This is your inheritance as a church. That's your inheritance as a church. And the last day, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. It will come to pass. Hallelujah. That's your inheritance. Hallelujah. Young people will prophesy. Old people will have dreams, will dream dreams, will bless generations. It will come to pass. This is your inheritance. Get the whole of your inheritance in Christ Jesus. Wow. Hallelujah. Never exchange the word of God for a quick fix, for a temporary stuff. Hallelujah. Jesus was not ready to do that. Oh, I'm going to give you bread. You know, I speak to this rock and I speak to this stone and it will be bread. He said, no, it is written. That's not the word of my Father. In the word of my Father, there is bread. There is everything in the word of the Father. But this stone produced just bread. But the word of God has everything. Hallelujah. Bow down before me and adore me. I'll give you everything. I will give you kingdom. I will give you stuff. He said, no, it is written. The word of my God, the word of my Father will speak for me. I will not let that go. Never let the word of God go this morning in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sickness may come to intimidate you. And now you think, oh, I'm done. It's gonna get me. It's gonna come over me. But God said, by my stripes, you are healed. That's the word of the Father. Hallelujah. Troubles and things may come to intimidate your life. May come to intimidate your business. May come to intimidate your family. May come to intimidate your children. But your children will be like crown in the house of the Lord. It may not look good right now, but the word of God will come to pass. My word will not return, voice of the Lord. Now we tend to be intimidated by what we see in our eyes. But I'm here to tell you, we are called to live by faith and not by sight. Can you imagine Joseph? Everything was taken away from him in a foreign country with no family, no lawyer, nothing. He had no one to plead his case, to help him. But his inheritance, hallelujah, followed him and get him out from the ground, put him up high. Whoa! Hallelujah! Whoa! Hallelujah! Let your inheritance speak for you. Hallelujah. You can relax. You can rest in the Lord. You can rest in the Lord. Your inheritance will speak for you. I will build my church. I will raise you up. I am the Lord, your healer. I am your Lord God, Elohim. Hallelujah. I am your provider. It will come to pass. That's the word of the Lord for this morning. Hallelujah. If you put your eyes on the things of this life, you'll be discouraged. Because there will come to you such a weight, you won't like it. But the Bible says they will come to you. They will come to attack you. They will come to you from one direction, but they will be displayed into seven directions. So when they come to you into one direction, not to smile at you, not to give you a handshake, to attack you, to intimidate you. But at the end of the day, the word will speak for you. They will be displayed into seven directions. Hallelujah. And now when they come to you from one direction and you forget the last part of the verse, they will be coming to you, but they will be displayed. They will be dispatched. From seven directions. You come to destroy my life. Whoa. You come to destroy my children. You come to destroy my business. You come to destroy my hope. But the good news is, the word of God said you will be displayed into seven directions. They will be displayed. And the word of God will come to pass. And now, let's go a little bit further. What is the procedure to get the inheritance revealed? How to get that revealed to us? Let's go to this chapter and see what Jacob did. And now, most of the time, you look at the story and you're like, oh, Jacob was a madman. And he was like, he wasn't quite a deceiver. But he did something that we must realize that this is what we have to do. Jacob, whoa, recognize the one the Father approves. And Jacob accepted the one the Father approves. The one the Father approves was Esau. And he was so humble to get into the garment of Jacob to go to the father. And the lesson that we must learn today, our Christian life is about the same thing. We must recognize the one that the Father approved, Jesus. Several times, God said, Behold my beloved son, in whom I please, listen to him. We have to be humble enough to understand Jesus is the one the Father approves. And when we are in him, we are qualified to get the blessing. When we are in him, we are qualified to get our inheritance. When we are in him, we are protected. When we are in him, we are qualified. We are worthy because we are in him. And Jacob was in Esau. He got the blessing. I am in Christ. I am qualified for all grace. I am qualified for the Holy Spirit. I am qualified to have a life of joy and a peace of fulfillment because I am in Christ. Hallelujah. We must be humbled to put on the garment of Jesus. I'm not coming in my name. I'm coming in the name of Jesus. And I pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So when I speak, they will recognize my voice. But when they touch me, there is the life of God flowing off me. When they touch me, there is a smelling. There is a different life. Whoa! I'm covered with the blood of Jesus. I may have the voice of a lawyer, but I am covered with Jesus. I may speak like a lawyer, like a dentist, like a mechanic, like a doctor, but I am covered. I am in Jesus. I am in Jesus. When I am in Jesus, I am just one with him. Hallelujah. All my past has been buried in Christ Jesus. I am free. Jacob was so smart. He put his pride aside and realized that my brother is the one that was approved by my father. I'm going to be covered with his garment. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, you are qualified for all blessing. You are qualified, hallelujah, for all grace. You are qualified for peace. You are qualified to get the word of God. You are qualified to be free. You are qualified, hallelujah, to be elevated, to be exalted, to be different, to make a change, to shake the world. You are qualified to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. I'm going to get off my garment and put the garment of Christ over me. I'm going to put my thinking aside. Hallelujah. And be clothed with the robe of Jesus Christ. I'm going to recognize he is the one that the Father approves. He is the one that comes with grace and mercy. He is the one that comes, hallelujah, to set the world free. I'm going to recognize he is the one that come and never sin. He live a perfect life. When I am in him, I am perfect in him. I am just one with him. I am just one with him. What he can do, I can do because I am with him. Not by might, not by power, by my spirit, said the Lord. I am in Christ. Oh. Do not criticize me. I am in Christ. Don't put me down. Say, oh, you cannot do it. I can do it. All things through Christ who strengthen me. I am in Christ. Whoa. Hallelujah. And the Father smelled him. Whoa. And the Father touched him. And I said, I recognize your voice. That's the voice of Jacob. But when I touch you, something has been shifted. I recognize you. Hallelujah. I recognize your voice. You've been tempted by the devil. You've been crazy. You've been. Yeah, but when I touch you, you're covered with the blood of Jesus. When I touch you, something is new here. When I touch you, there is something. I remember the day I turned I turn back on my son so my eyes can be on you. I remember the day when my son came and gave his life for you. And because of that, I cannot forsake you. I cannot leave you. Let me touch you. And God said this morning, let me touch you to see if you are covered with the blood. Let me touch you. Let me touch you to see in what power you are walking. Let me touch you. The power of the flesh, the power of yourself, the power of this world, or the power of the Almighty God. Jesus Christ qualifies for all blessing. I am in Christ. I am covered. I am in Him. Once I am in Him, I am protected. When I am in Him, where He is, that's where I am. I don't have to worry about my past. My past is past. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I am forgiven. I am loved by my Father. You are loved this morning. And Jacob said, I don't have to do anything in my efforts, but I must recognize to get the word from my Father, to get the inheritance, I have to be covered with His garment. Very simple, church. To get the word of God, to walk in the fullness of our inheritance, we have to recognize that Jesus is the one that paid the price. And He is just. He is the righteousness of God. And because of Him, I am righteous. Once I am in Him, where He is, that's where I am. Wow. Hallelujah. It is like when you are in the car, you go into Montreal. In that car, people call you and say, what? And you said, I am like an hour away from Montreal. But I'm an hour away from Montreal. But when you said that, that means where the car is, that's where you are. Because you are in the car. Because you are in the car. And the car makes it easy for you to get there quicker. And the car allows you to get there without being tired. But you want to run in your strength, in works and good deeds and stuff and the law, the grace. That's what we need, the grace of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because I am in Christ. Say it with me. I am in Christ. I am in Christ. Because I am in Christ, I am qualified for all grace and all blessing because I am in Christ. Hallelujah. Let me touch you. And God said this man, let me touch you. I hear your voice. This is the voice of a Haitian. This is the voice of a Canadian. This is the voice of a Jamaican. But let me touch you. The touch makes all the difference. The blood makes all the difference. Jesus makes all the difference. Any nation, any culture, any country, any generation who recognize that Jesus is the one that the Father approves is qualified for all grace. Wow. I don't have to fight for anything. I'm going to fight. I want to get the word of the Father. Ha ha. This world is about to rob what is for you. They rob your house, rob your papers, and rob your right. You can be in your own country, but you can be a foreigner. They may come with some stuff that makes things hard for you. But remember, they cannot take away the word of the Father over your life. Never let that go. And the bottom and the lower state of your situation, or in the highest state of your situation, never let the word of the Father depart from you. That's the word for today. The word of the Father. And the word, there is everything. Hallelujah. Our inheritance is being stored in heaven because nothing on earth can hold that. And slowly, once you grow into maturity, you get a little bit at a time. But you have a bank account in heaven that has all your inheritance. Hallelujah. Jesus said, put your eyes in heaven. Don't put your eyes on the things of this life because, robbers and all kind of yala yala can come and get them. But in heaven, they are protected. The word of God, God spoke the word from heaven and it will come to pass in your life. Hallelujah. Are you willing to put the garment of Christ on you? Are you willing to get your pride out? Get your thinking out, your rationalism out, your logic out, and said, I recognize that Jesus is the one that the Father recognizes, the Father approves. He is the delight of his Father. Once I am in him, I am qualified. The church, you are qualified this morning. Not because of you. Not because of your biological parents, but because of the price Jesus paid at the cross for you, because of his life was a model, was an example, was a great life, was truth and life and grace. And because of that, we are qualified this morning. We don't come in our name. We don't come in our power. We don't come in our word. We don't come in our thinking. We don't come in our good deeds. We come in the name of Jesus. We put on the garment of Christ on us. So now when God looked at you and he remembers, Jesus, his face was covered with humiliation, with darkness, so your face can be shining before his eyes. He took our place at the cross and he gave us his place. What a blessing. What a joy. Simple. Just recognize that he did it for us and he paid the price for us. I just need to accept that he is the one that the Father approves and put his garment over me. I want to do like Jacob. Some people in this world, they cannot get mad. Why Jesus is the right prophet? Why he is the Son of God? Why not this so-and-so over there, this so-and-so in Middle East and other places? And so much pride. And they will miss the blessing. But thank God for you today. You recognize that he is the one that the Father qualified. He is the one the Father qualifies. Don't fight over that. Accept that. Accept that. Accept Jesus. Believe in Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. No one is qualified but by him. To finish, let me share something very quick with you. Are you okay? Once you really get that, and that's it. In your job, the devil will use some people to come against you, to rob your promotion, to rob your position, to come against you, to knock you down. And now you lose everything and you thought, oh, you've been down, you've been desperate, you've been distressed. They took everything away from Jesus. They took everything away from Joseph. What everything he saw was greatness. But at the end, his inheritance spoke for him. I'm here to tell you this morning, at the end, your inheritance will speak for you. You'll be the head. You are the light. You are the salt. When they get you out from your place, darkness stay behind. When they get you out from your position, darkness stays behind. You are the light. Praise the Lord. And there was a lady, she was the wife of a prime minister. Had a go with the prime minister. Had a went with the prime minister. And one day she had a dream that she has to give her life to Jesus. She has to accept Jesus. And she did. Give her life to Jesus. After giving her life to Jesus, she was rich with thanks in the government because he was with the prime minister. And then he sensed in her spirit that she has to let go the prime minister to embrace the cause of Christ, which she did. She let go everything. She embraced the cause of Christ. And she called the prime minister and said to the prime minister that I feel that I am convincing my spirit to let you go so I can embrace the cause of Christ. And the prime minister was very shocked because he really loved her. But she was mean business. And the word was taken to the president. And the president was about to negotiate and make things work for them. But nothing seemed to be working. Finally, everything collapsed. And she decided to walk with the Lord. The prime minister was advised by the president to take everything away from her to see if she will keep her word. And they took her name off the bank account. So she had no money. They took all the money away from her. They took her name off every papers or everything. And now they emptied up the house where she was living. And all the beds and all the furniture, all this expensive stuff was taken away from her. And she was in that house, empty, nothing in the house. And now they ask her, are you still mean business? And she said, I mean business. I'm going to go with the Lord. I want the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord. That's all I want. I have a new inheritance in Christ Jesus. Finally, everything was taken away from her. She had no bed to sleep. And she went and buy like a very nasty mattress. Put on the floor. Go to a corner. She went to a corner and she was sleeping in the corner. One night. And the same night, there was a coup in the country. And that coup, the prime minister got killed. And the president was arrested, put in prison. And the same night, they were looking for her. They were looking for the house that the prime minister has with the lady in that house. And the army came and invaded the whole house and looking for her. But when they came into the house and they were shocked, they were confused. How come a house of a prime minister is empty like this? And they go to a corner and they found a lady sleeping in that corner on a very nasty mattress. And now they saw her and they said, oh, we're sorry. We're sorry because we're looking for the wife of the prime minister. We're sorry. This is how she got her life saved. Everything was taken away from her, but the word of God spoke for her. She got a new inheritance in Christ Jesus. She lost privileges. She has lost privileges. She has lost houses. She has lost fame. She has lost positions. But at the end of the day, her new inheritance spoke for her. And this morning I'm here to tell you, your inheritance will speak for you. I will build my church. I will heal you. I will protect you. I will guide you. I will never leave you or forsake you. No matter what I'm going through, I'm going to believe in this word. Praise the Lord. May God bless you.
Hallelujah. Now that's some good stuff right there. Who got blessed from that? You know, I love that. You know what? God's word always works, and all you got to do to make it work is stay in Him. All you got to do is be willing to put on the garments that He approved. You got to be humble enough to say, I'm in Christ. You got to be humble enough to say that I will not do this on my own. I believe that He did it for me, and I'm willing to be in Him. And that's what Pentecost is all about. It said, don't leave Jerusalem until you're clothed with power from on high. You can go it on your own and be proud and say, I'm going to make my own way. I don't need anything else. You know, when you will humble yourself and put on the approved garments, this is to put yourself in Jesus. To say, I believe. I believe you accept me. I believe your garments are approved. I believe it's finished. I believe it's done. And I believe that you'll make a way for me that no other way could make. And I believe that your will and your purpose, your plans for me are better than anything I could achieve on my own. I'm not going to run it on my own, try to do it on my own. I'm going to put myself in you. And I trust you that it is blessed, that it is powerful, that it is from above. It is supercharged to bring forth your kingdom. That is a fantastic message. And that is the goodness of God. Come on, stand up with me. I'm going to bless you, love you. Now, before we go, listen, just before we go, everybody's eyes are closed, their heads are bowed. If you're not in him, if you have not made the decision, his word has been spoken to you today. And it's a word that's powerful. It's a word that brings you life. And don't be too proud. Don't be too arrogant today to say, you know what, I'm going to go it on my own. I believe in myself. I'm going to go my own way. I tell you, there's a word spoken to you today. And to embrace that, to embrace an inheritance from above, to embrace blessing, joy, peace, all those things, you just got to be humble enough to say, I choose to put on the approved garment. I choose to be found in him. I choose to say, I accept that you accept me, and I believe this message. You know, nobody's looking around. It's just you. It's you. And really, it's a simple decision today. I'm going to go it on my own, or I'm going to trust Jesus. That's it. I'm going to go it on my own, or I'm going to trust Jesus. You know, I just, the word to you today encourages you. Trust him. You know, if you've never trusted him before, if you've never said, I put myself in you, listen to me right now. All I want you to do is I want you to just put your hand up and say, look, I want to be in him. I choose to be in him. If you've never done that before, today is your day. Say, I want to be in him. I'm just going to count three real easy. One, two, three. Put your hand up. If you've never been in him, you say, I want to be in him. I want to be in him. You put your hand up. Now, this is for salvation. This is for I believe Jesus. I want him as my Lord and Savior. I want to put on Jesus Christ. All right, you ready? One, two, three. That's you. That's the pitter-patter in your heart. Just put your hand up. Say, me. Pray for me. I want him today. Anyone, all around. Come on, everybody, pray with me. You ready? Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are the living word, that you are the word of the Father, that you are sent forth with power. I embrace you. Come. I want to be clothed with power, clothed with you. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Thank you that my sins are forgiven and that I am in you. I am well pleasing to my Father. In Jesus' name. Precious and wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.